Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to continue a message about our Father being the breaker, that He can give us a breakthrough no matter what we may be going through. He just wants complete access to every aspect of our lives. We need to turn our flesh over to Him, allow Him to mortify the deeds of our flesh, and conform us into the image of Yeshua, and He can give us a breakthrough. Go with me to Micah chapter 2, verse 13. Been using this as a foundation scripture. Micah chapter 2, verse 13. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and have gone out by it, and their king, our father, our daddy, shall pass before them, and he at the head of them. Hallelujah. It's Him. He's our breaker. He goes ahead of us. No matter what He's asking you to do, He's going to go ahead of you and allow you to finish the purpose and the destiny and the assignment. Go with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 14. Here's the situation. In verse 8, Asa had an army that had targets and spears. Verse 9, there came a million men against them, Ethiopians. In verse 10, Asa just went out to meet them. And Asa prayed this prayer in verse 11. And Asa cried unto the Father and said, Father, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Father, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude, O Father. Thou art our Father, our Daddy. Let not man prevail against you. See, he needed a breakthrough. He went to the right person, the breaker. That's our Father. That's our Daddy. And if you need a breakthrough today, just go to Him. Don't look to man. Don't look to any organization. Look to Him, the author, the finisher, the developer of your faith. In verse 12, so, the first word is so, as a result of Asa's prayer, the Father smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them unto Gera, and the Ethiopians were overthrown, that they could not recover themselves. For they were destroyed before the Father and before his host, and he carried away very much spoil. And he smote all the cities round about Gera, for the fear of the Father came upon him, and he spoiled all the cities, for there was exceedingly much spoil in them. They smote also the tents of cattle, and carried away sheep and camels in abundance, and returned to Jerusalem. Wow, look what the Father did. Go with me to 2 Kings chapter 4, and verse 1. Now it cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Father, and a creditor is come to take away my two sons to be slaves, bondmen. But Elijah said, What can I do for you? What do you have in your house? And she said, I have nothing but a pot of oil. And he said, Go and borrow these vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, and borrow not a few. And when I come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. Maybe you need to shut the door and be locked in with the Father for a while. Hallelujah. Maybe having problems in your family. Just have a family meeting, prayer, and just go before the Father, your daddy, and he'll straighten things out. He'll give you the breakthrough that you need in your family. Verse 5, so she went for him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, and who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told Elisha, and he said, Go sell the oil and pay the debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Look at the Father. The Father gave her a breakthrough and also enabled her to pay off all her debts and be retired. Hallelujah. Only He could do that. It's just so incredible. Go with me to 2 Samuel chapter 5. 2 Samuel chapter 5. In verse 17, And when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David, and David heard of it and went down to the hold. He went right into the presence of his breaker. He went right into the presence of his daddy. He didn't look to anybody but his daddy. And the Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of the Father, saying, Shall I go up to the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into my hand? And the Father said unto David, Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thy hand. And David came to Baal-perazim. And David smote them there and said, The Father has broken forth. Our breaker has broken forth upon my enemies before me as a breach of waters. Therefore, he called the name of that place Baal Perazim, the place of the breakthrough. Wherever you are at today, it could be the place of the breakthrough. No matter who's coming against you, he can prepare a table before you right in the midst of your enemies and give you that breakthrough. You got to understand that the greater one lives within you. As long as you turn everything over to him, the greater one is inside of you and will win for you. Don't hold anything back from him. If he's dealing with you about your pride, your jealousy, not paying your tithes, talking against people too much or something like that, then just allow him to take it away. Complain, maybe you complain, you're in bitterness, you haven't forgiven those people, and he wants to correct you, let him correct you. Don't hold anything back. Hallelujah. And then they left their images, and David and his men burnt them. And the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley at Rephaim. They came back. The enemy sometimes will come back. But you got to remember that the greater one lives within you. When David inquired of the Father, he said, "Thou shalt not go up." There's a different plan. See, you can't have a different outcome by doing the same thing. When the Father wants to give you breakthrough, sometimes you have to do something different than what you've been doing. And when David inquired of the Father, he said, "Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come up upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shall the Father go out before you to smite the host of the Philistines." And David did so as the Father had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba unto Gaza. He said, just wait for me, the breaker, to go ahead of you. And that's what we need to do. Allow the breaker to go ahead of us before we venture out. Remember at the Red Sea in Exodus chapter 14. The Father told Moses, have him stand still, see the salvation, and then go forward. Hallelujah. When he said go forward, he was going ahead of them and open up the Red Sea for them. And he can open up the Red Sea for you today. Just allow him to do so. Don't focus in on the circumstances. Don't focus on the news on TV. Just focus in on him being your breaker, your daddy. Draw close to him. Hallelujah. And he'll give you the breakthrough, no matter what's coming against you. He's greater than it. Hallelujah. In Exodus chapter 14, go with me to Exodus chapter 14, talking about it. In verse 1, and the Father spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Phihahroth, between Migdal and the sea, over against Baal Zephon. That's the devil's territory. And maybe you're in the devil's territory right now, but that doesn't matter because the Father controls everything and everybody. Everything was created by the Father and for the Father, and by him all things consist, whether it be thrones, principalities, mights, or dominions. They were all created by him and for him. He uses the devil for his pleasure. The devil reports to the same boss as you and I do. Hallelujah. So many people think that he has an army. Satan has an army that's aligned against the Father. No, he works for the Father, and the Father uses him for his glory. Hallelujah. And verse 4, the Father said, I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon the Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the father of my people. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made his ready his chariot. Verse 7, he took 600 chosen chariots. Remember, anytime you see 10 or something divisible by 10, the Father's ready to cut somebody out, somebody off. Hallelujah. Remember with Jacob, how Laban had changed his wages 10 times. The Father's showing that anything that Laban could hold back, Jacob's wages was cut off. So here you got 600 chariots, and the Father saying, hey, don't worry about them. They're going to be cut off. Verse 8, and the Father hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them in camping by the sea beside Phihahroth before Baal Zephon. Hallelujah. And of course, the Israelites started getting concerned and fear. See, fear is like the last ditch and weapon of the enemy to try to stop you from your breakthrough, from your promotion, from your higher level. He tries to use fear, the spirit of fear. But the Father hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And he started complaining to Moses, saying, hey, there were graves in Egypt. We could be buried there. Hallelujah. Verse 13, but Moses said unto him, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Father, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more. The Father shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And that's what he's saying today. I can give you a breakthrough. Just let me go ahead of you. Let me win the battle for you and deliver the spoils unto you. That's what he did with Jehoshaphat. That's what he did with David. And he wants to do the same thing for you today. So put your hand on the radio. Let's go to Father in prayer right now. You need a breakthrough. We all need a breakthrough. But let's just believe him. Father, I ask for the people that are listening now. You give them a breakthrough, Father, in their finances, in their health. Maybe they need to be set free from something, Father. Give them a breakthrough. But only you can do it, Father. And I claim that. I receive that for them in the mighty name of Yeshua. And I believe it in the name of Yeshua. Amen. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, www.henrywalker.org. It's about 250 prophetic messages. Also, I've written three books. The first is Seasons. It talks about the different feast days and how Yeshua fulfilled every one of those feast days with the exception of three, which he will fulfill in the last days. And also talks about his timing. His timing is impeccable. My second book I've written is called Noon, which talks about the different months of the year on the Father's calendar and how the things that he did in the Word, he wants to repeat on those months. But you can't base it on a Gregorian calendar. You have to base it on his calendar. So if you use my book Noon with the biblical calendar page on my website, you can see up to the year 2020 when each month begins and ends on both calendars, and also when each feast day begins and ends up to the same period of time. And also in that book, I talk about the different hours of the day that the Father did things in the Word and how he wants to repeat them on those hours of the day. There's a certain hour of the day when his healing anointing flows more than any other hour. And you need to be in his presence at that time to receive. And that was my third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. And you get these books by just calling me. We want to give them to you at our course. We're not trying to make any money on the books. We give them to our course, which is $5 each. And if you have no money, we'll send the books out to you for nothing. So just call me at 772-801-3677. It's 772-801-3677. And we'll send these books out to you. And don't forget that my broadcast is at 7:15 a.m. and p.m. if you miss it. And also you can go to WCNO.com. And click on demand and hear any previous broadcasts that you might have missed. And also, my friends in the Bahamas, if it's very expensive for some of you to call, just email me on henrywalker.org with your name and your phone number, and I'll be glad to call you back. Just make sure you turn your flesh over to the Father, letting him to mortify the deeds of your flesh, conforming to the image of Yeshua, and I'll be glad to pray for you for breakthrough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just want to help you in these last days. And remember the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177. Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863-763-8333. You won't be disappointed.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with